أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل لمن ما في السماوات والأرض قل لله كتب على نفسه الرحمة ليجمعنكم إلى يوم القيامة لا ريب فيه الذين خسروا أنفسهم فهم لا يؤمنون وله ما سكن في الليل والنهار وهو السميع العليم صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 12 and 13 of Surah Al-An'am. In the past verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about some of the absurd demands that the Quraysh of Makkah had made on our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to the seeking and wanting of different miracles. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to ask them a simple question, and then Allah Ta'ala commands him to give the answer himself. قُلْ سَيْءُ مُحَمَّدُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمْ لِمَنْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. To whom does whatever is in the skies and the earth belong to? Who has the full ownership of every particle, every atom that is in the skies, in the earth, all the humans, all the jinn, all the malaika, and every other creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the planets included? Who is the owner of all of this, the real owner of everything? قُلْ لِلَّهِ. Then, O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you answer this question and you say to them that all of this belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is that the Quraysh of Makkah would worship different idols, etc., and they would attribute lordship to it, to them, and they will ascribe partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But probably this also needs to be ingrained in our hearts, that as believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we also need to remind ourselves of the fact that everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have really no doubt in the fact that the skies belong to Allah ta'ala, the planets, the stars, and everything belongs to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Where there is a little bit of discrepancy in so far as our system or belief system is concerned, that we also believe that everything we have, we are the sole owners. And this is something that we need to consider, that the ownership that Allah Ta'ala has given us of the things that we have in our possession is of a very superficial nature, that the original owner is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and will always remain Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's, and it will always remain in the ownership of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala has given us this very superficial nature of ownership, that today we have, tomorrow we won't have. If the commodities remain, the properties remain, we are gone. And this is the kind of belief that we also need to bring into ourselves. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ لِلَّهِ. That contaminated with kufr and shirk was the Quraysh of Makkah. So before they begin to contaminate this pure belief system that everything belongs to Allah Rabbul Izzat, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you respond to them, كَتَبَ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ الرَّحْمَةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written, Allah ta'ala has prescribed upon himself ar-Rahma. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that whatever Allah ta'ala has, Allah ta'ala has made subjugated to man. Man, insan, will use, you will use the light of the sun, the solar system that the light produces and we can use, and everything else, that is all through the rahmah and the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Like we find in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created the universe, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had inscribed on a scroll, which is by the arsh of Allah Rabbul Izzat, that surely my rahmah supersedes, my rahmah overpowers my ghadab and my wrath. And from there, ulama have come to the conclusion that Allah Ta'ala's creation of everything has been the result of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's rahmah. You and I, as an ummah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa rahmati wasi'at kulla shay, my rahmah encompasses everything. And then Allah Ta'ala goes on to make an indication that Allah Ta'ala has prescribed this rahmah, and Allah Ta'ala's rahmah is directed towards the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La yajma'annakum ila yawmil qiyamati la rayba fi. We will certainly gather you, O insan, all of you, ila yawmil qiyama, towards the day of qiyama. Here a very unique word has been used to simplify it. The word ila in Arabic actually means towards. To go towards something, that is when ilah is used. And here Allah Ta'ala is saying that we will certainly gather all of you, O insan, towards the day of Qiyamah, la rayba fi, in which there is absolutely no doubt. Here ulama have stated that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala wants to show two things. One is this, that Allah Rabbul Izzat wants to show that there is no exception. Every human being will be gathered and brought to the day of Qiyamah, wherever he may have been, whether he was buried into a grave, whether a person was, for example, cremated, or whether that body was lost in the sea and the person drowned and never to be found, whether it was devoured by an animal, every human being will be brought on the day of Qiyamah. The second is, Allah Ta'ala wants to show that the barzakh, the life of the qabr, is a period of waiting. Then thereafter, the day of Qiyamah will certainly come. أَلَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ فَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Those who have lost themselves, they have lost their souls. In other words, by not believing, because of their arrogance, whatever their reasons may be, فَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ, then they will never believe. No matter how merciful Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is, no matter how much of ownership Allah Ta'ala has shared with mankind, and Allah Ta'ala has given man the usage of certain things, but they will never bring iman in Allah Rabbul Izzat. وَلَهُ مَا سَكَنَ فِي اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. First, Allah Rabbul Izzat commanded Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to ask, who is the owner of whatever is in the skies and the earth? Now Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says that lahu ma sakana fil layli wan nahar. To Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala belongs whatever is stationary in the night and in the day. Now this is also part of the skies and the earth, but this is something very unique, that Allah Ta'ala claims the ownership of ma sakan. Ma sakana is something that is stationary, something that is at peace, something that is at rest. And here Allah Ta'ala wants to show us that the probability would have been that man would learn his science, man would know that the earth rotates, and man will realize that the rotation of the earth, the movement, the motion, all is in the control of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. But little do we realize that when something is at rest, you see a stone in its place, you see a leaf in its place, that is also in the ownership and in the control of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. When things are going in its normal system, that also is in the control of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. When Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala moves out things from its normal system, like Allah forbid, we have earthquakes and we have all of that, that is also in the ownership and in the control of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So we should not feel that if there is something that is not in motion, that is not in the control of Allah, not in the ownership of Allah. Everything is in the ownership of Allah. وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is as-sami'. Allah Ta'ala is all-hearing. Al-Alim, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is all-knowing. Allah knows the cry and the pain of our hearts. Allah Ta'ala knows the iman that is in our hearts. Call upon Allah, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is as-sami'. Call upon someone besides Allah, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is al-Alim. Allah Ta'ala knows that kufr, that shirk, that doubt in our hearts. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.